This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a very special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers and the snowplow drivers up there where it's snowing pretty hard, and you know the areas I'm talking about. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. One more time, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We speak to him every Wednesday at this time. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Glad to join you on this, the last Wednesday of 2021.
Yep, the last the show with you for 2021. I'll have to say at the end of it, we'll see you next year. All right, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because we emphasize those two words because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Colonel, a couple of big names passed away yesterday. One of them, John Madden, a legend in football. He is going to be missed. He has just, football is, every time I think of football, I think of John Madden, and I think of that famous expression of his, and they're going to go boom, and they're going to go boom, and I'm standing there, and I'm thinking to myself, that's the one thing I'm always going to remember about him. He was so analytical with his broadcasts.
Yeah, he was. Of course, his NFL career ended fairly early because of a knee injury, but he'll be forever remembered. Even those that play the video game, the highest selling video game ever, sports video game, and he's attributed that, and his broadcasting, all that. He's one of the old school NFL folks.
Yep.
You don't see many of those anymore, unfortunately.
Nope, he was the last of a dying breed, and he'll be remembered, and I'm sure he'll be honored everywhere. Especially this weekend at the games. Now, we also lost the former majority leader from the Democratic Party, Senator Harry Reid. There was no secret there. He had pancreatic cancer, and we knew he was just living on borrowed time.
Yeah, and that's been quite common. That's why at first, when it didn't get well known, of course, he just kind of dropped off the radar, and people wondered why. Then it became pretty clear. Pancreatic cancer is nothing to be messed with. It's tough once you got it because it advances so quickly. And of course, we hate losing anybody to anything like that. But, there's another folk that had, great impact politically and in government for a long, long time.
Now, the Omicron, virus, is wreaking havoc right now with businesses and events all across America, different things being canceled because of this. People are panicking, and they're saying, oh, my God, we don't want to get sick. It's contagious, and, oh, we don't know what's going to happen, and this, that, and the other. Okay, well, we also know it's costing millions of dollars in losses to businesses that were hoping that they were going to be able to have a great end of the year and make up for all the losses that they'd had, because you can do that in the service industry, restaurants and hotels and bars and that sort of thing. But the problem is, and I said this on Monday, and you and I talked about this off air, I said, it looks to me like they're taking the Omicron, or I'm sorry, they're taking the flu, which is out there again, very active, and they're taking those cases because the symptoms are the same, and they're using it as Omicron. And that's, and doggone if they didn't hear last night that the CDC said, well, we've hiked the cases up 50% more than they're supposed to be because we were miscategorizing them.
Yeah, so what you don't know will kill you. And with your permission, Captain Bruce, after it would pick up this, because there's so much to be said about the COVID and the government's response to it, but I'd like to very quickly pay homage to somebody whose passing yesterday will be overshadowed. And he loomed large here in the state of Florida, and nationally for that matter. One of the last surviving members of the Buffalo Soldiers. He was one of the horse cavalrymen, and it was a fellow named Steve Lewis. He was 1 month away from turning 100 years old. He's been a great figure here on the Suncoast where we're at, and he's one of the last surviving members. He passed away yesterday, just 1 month shy of 100, and he was inspired. He listened to Franklin Delano Roosevelt's December 7, 1941 speech, and he mustered all his friends and buddies to enlist. And so he's a World War II veteran.
Yep.
And when he got out, he served the nation, and he served our community greatly. And he lived in Palmetto, Florida all his life and contributed mildly. Steve Lewis, overshadowed by the deaths of those luminaries that we talked about, but somebody worth noting.
Well, I'm sure he'll be missed, and that happens a lot because they get put under the pile because of who passed away further up the ladder. But going back to Omicron, I mentioned that, we'll have to talk about when we come back. But I'll be doggone if that isn't exactly what happened in the CDC last night, said what they did. All right, Colonel, hang on, folks. I'm coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now remember, Moss Nissan has got multiple locations around the area. They're building a brand new one up in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. But it's amazing how I get calls from the managers that want me to come and shake the hand of a customer who's come down from Georgia or maybe up and down the East Coast, up somewhere up in New York or Pennsylvania or maybe Michigan or even as far away as Phoenix, Arizona, South Georgia, they're there a lot, and Tampa Bay, and all around Florida in the Panhandle, too. And I come over and I shake their hand because they're buying the vehicle because they're listening to me talk about them right now. Now, Moss Nissan's deal is they try to be the best in the country when it comes to being a car dealer. And they can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service because they refuse to lose a price because of the price. I'm sorry. They refuse to lose a sale because of the price. Now, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And remember, there's selection, several hundred vehicles pre-owned and new available right now. Clean trade-ins, got them. And by the way, trade-ins are worth a lot more money now than what they were 6 months ago. In some cases, they could be worth more than 30%. That's not uncommon if the vehicle's in good condition. So, check it out. Appraise the vehicle. If you want to sell your vehicle, they'll buy it from you. If you want to upgrade your ride, you can do that too. Moss Nissan, remember, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal on a vehicle. Now, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and they're building the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, and that should be open in about 2 months or maybe a little bit less. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel, and I hope that you had a great Christmas, and New Year's is going to be even better, isn't it?
I had a great Christmas, and I'm very much looking forward to 2022, and I anticipate a great New Year.
Yes, sir. Now, have you heard of a poll called the Civics Poll, spelled C-I-V-I-Q-S?
I hadn't. I'd heard the poll, but I didn't know the folks that had put that out. But, yeah, as you discussed, this is not the kind of polling folks that you would expect to put out the kind of results that they did.
Well, Joe Biden was given by a group of progressives. This is a progressive left liberal poll. Make no doubt about it. 37% of the people that did the poll approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing. That's horrible. It's worse than the Real Clear Politics average, which was already bad enough at 43% approval to 54% disapproval. And the Trafalgar Group poll that had him at 40.4 approval and 55.9 disapproval. Although the fact is they're so low, too, tends to indicate that the Civics is not just an outliner, it's an on-trend.
Yeah, Captain, when you combine that with over the last half year or so, the declining support of Hispanics for the Democrats and for the president, and the declining support amongst independents for the Democratic Party, and all that, one, it cements what has now become to be almost a statement of fact that the House is going to be turned over to the Republicans in 2022. But it also begs the question, how can a sitting president in his first year, which is usually a honeymoon year,
yep,
how can they possibly expect to function as president of the United States and their administration for three more years if that doesn't improve? I mean, let alone continues to go down. I mean, if it just doesn't improve and improve dramatically, it doesn't bode well to get things done. That's not good for the country, but it's certainly not good for that, and the best thing to do is for them not to double and triple down on the kind of policies that led to these kind of poor feelings amongst Americans out there. But I don't see any sign that they're going to reverse course on that, but they talk about it. The president's become very good, as has Kamala and others, talking out of both sides of the mouth. They'll talk one thing and then the other thing, but what really counts is what gets passed and what's done in terms of policy, and that's not looking well. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Now, there's something else that we talked about, and you may have heard me talking about it with Denise in the segment previous to you. Senator Tom Cotton yesterday got very vocal about China, and this is what he said, and I'm going to quote this word for word. Quote, simply put, we've got to bring manufacturing back home. We can no longer rely on manufacturing in a country run by the Chinese Communist Party. We must do everything we can to stand up to China now and stop our reliance on all things China. End of quote.
Hey, that's an inescapable truth. And I have to confess that when President Trump had first started talking about tariffs and all that, the liberty economics guy in me recoiled a little bit, but then I thought about it and I analyzed it. I says free markets only work if everybody's playing the free market game. When you have a communist regime like China, the idea of free markets is entirely foreign to them. There is no other respite, and so. In that case, I'm with Senator Tom Cotton. We've got to turn around because free markets is not a play when it comes to China. We surrendered the economic advantage to China. We've been doing it for a long time, and that has got to be reversed, and that's got to be front and center. But it looks like the Democratic Party, since they're unable to pass the Build Back Better, I'm reading yesterday that they're focusing now on voting. On freeing up voting and fighting any kinds of things that would control some of the voting irregularities that we've witnessed over the last several years. And, of course, we saw in the 2020 election, that's shameful. And the priority should be just what Senator Tom Cotton said. Mm-hmm. And we've got to turn around and we've got to be America first when it comes to things that affect national security and affect our economy both.
All right. Well, we have a developing story here. This is related to people that think they're going to get on an airplane and go flying around somewhere today. Several hundred flights have already been canceled. The big number is coming predominantly from Delta. Now, there are other airlines involved, but Delta is the number one with the most flights being canceled right now as we speak. So, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you're listening to me, you need to make sure that you call up Delta and see if your flight is still ready to go.
Yeah, the busiest, and one of the busiest, if not the busiest, international airport here in the United States, and of course out of Atlanta. And I always wonder when I hear that. Of course, they say it's because of Omicron, but I wondered too how many of the employees and all that are not really suffering from Omicron or COVID, or not really not showing up for it because of that, but for other reasons to make a statement.
It's a job action. A lot of this is a job action. They won't tell you that, but I've talked to people that work for the airlines, and that's what they're telling me.
That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. And that's just me talking to somebody and them talking to me. Can I prove it? Well, I can just tell you what was said. All right. Now, Colonel, you're a military man. I got to go here. The new defense budget includes a 2.7% pay increase for the troops, but against an inflation rate of 6.8%, it actually winds up being a pay cut of 4.1%. How come they didn't get this one right?
Yeah, I know. That's disappointing. And of course, we're learning that people are starting to cheer. And they say, oh, maybe the inflation, maybe just a blip right here because gasoline prices are coming down. But
oh, no, they're not.
The government had to come out and say, hey, buckle your seatbelts. Those prices, as other prices are going to do. So we're going to continue to see that in the foreseeable future. And it's all about policy. It's all about policy. It's not Omicron. It is economic policy that's driving that. And the military people, unfortunately, are going to feel the heat in what they do. And at a time when the military is having to struggle to recruit and face emerging threats that won't go away, it doesn't bode well, and that's unfortunate.
Well, it is unfortunate, and unfortunately, if anybody thinks gasoline prices are coming down anytime soon, I've got a bridge, I'll tell you, that goes across the Atlantic Ocean from the United States to London, England.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, you're going to stick around for another segment, so hold that thought, sir. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And that was one of the military stories we talked about. We're going to talk about something else when we come back, and then we're going to get back on some political stuff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Football League has confirmed player, coach, and Hall of Famer John Madden died Tuesday morning at the age of 80.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
John Madden from an Eagles 49ers Monday Night Football game back in 2002. We have another sad death report. Former Nevada Senator and Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid also died on Tuesday at the age of 82. He had a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Returning unwanted gifts this holiday season is becoming so expensive for retailers that they might just let customers keep the products and issue refunds anyway. Check with your provider. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, let's not forget, I myself had gotten into the habit, if you will, of taking a product called Relief Factor, because years ago, and I do mean years ago, 7 years ago, I heard about Relief Factor just like you are right now on the radio. And I was taking two prescription drugs, Mobic and Flexeril, and they had some side effects. And I didn't like the way the side effects were affecting me. So I said, well, what have I got to lose, right? So I tried this product, and I'll be doggone if it didn't work. I didn't need to have the drugs anymore. This is a 100% drug-free product. It's Relief Factor, and the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation and swelling and pain, which was all the problems I was having with my left ankle and foot and leg and my back, which has been fused, and my right shoulder, which I've broken twice, and my left wrist, which has been broken twice. And it just solved the problem. It solved the problem. So I wound up with something a lot better. It didn't bother me anymore. And it only cost me $19.95 to start out with a three-week quick start, just like it will you, to see if it'll work for you. Because you'll know by the end of the third week. So all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. Check it out. If it works for you, you'll be on the regular program, you'll get it every month, and away you go. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army. And good morning again, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
Good morning, Captain. My pleasure.
All right. We were talking about this pay raise for the military. Now, disabled veterans are also supposed to get a pay increase also. I'm not sure what the exact amount is, so I'm not going to say, but I think it's higher than the pay raise the regular military was getting. Am I wrong?
That's what I understand as well. And of course, it affects me personally. I'm not, I'm mostly able, but of course I do receive some disability. And of course, the benefit of that is that it's not hit with the same amount of taxes that, my regular military pension is. So as I personally will follow that, but as will millions.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's a shame that, we can't get the military pay up a little bit more so that the difference isn't a negative instead of a plus. It should have been a plus to begin with, but that's just me talking. Okay, now I got to talk about Afghanistan. I've talked the last couple of shows I've did the last week and this week talking to an Iraq war vet, a retired U.S. Navy lieutenant commander, talking about the Afghan evacuees. And there were some 33,000 of them. Remember, I kept telling you there's more than what they were telling us were left behind there because of the contractors?
Yep.
Well, there was. Yep. There was. There's now 32,000 that have already been processed that have the passports and all that stuff, and they can't get out of the country. So our guys are going back in and trying to get whatever amount of people they can get out at a time, and bringing them out in small groups, and that so far they've been able to do that. But it's going on. There's several groups working right out of Tampa. You probably know who some of them are, just like I do. But this is something that we never, and again, we never leave anyone behind.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a fascinating story, and that's one I've watched closely on yours, because I only know the lieutenant commander by what I've seen online and what I've heard him in the interviews last week and then again this week that you had with him. But I did, about 2 months ago, I happened to be at a luncheon, and I didn't know the guy from Adam. He looked like he was military, but he's a former Special Forces, and he's good friends with your lieutenant commander, a fellow by the name of John Veslovsky. I got to chatting with him and all that, and he was neck deep and working with your lieutenant commander to do exactly what you're talking about. And of course, I know you've talked about that even before you brought on lieutenant commander, the Pineapple Express and all that. And that's a tribute to the military. That's a tribute to Americanism and those that truly believe we should leave nobody behind. It's sad that we're put in this position, and that it's not getting the attention that it ought to get nationally. But the guys like you and I and others, we know it, and we see it.
Well, you're going to be hearing soon about a video conference that we're going to be having at Mission Barbecue when I go up there on Tuesdays next year. Listen to that, next year.
Yeah.
2022, and he's gonna have a video conference right there. I guess they call it Zoom now that I think about it, and he's gonna be doing that every week to keep people informed that are in the group or that want to be involved in the group. There's a lot of different things you can do to help this cause, to help us get our people. Now, what we're talking about, folks, is we're talking about Afghan military, Afghan police, Afghan contractors that were working with our companies, and we left all those people behind when we told them we were going to take them with us when we left, and Biden just left them sitting there.
Yeah, that's inescapable. There's no way to explain the inexplicable way that we left Afghanistan and that and the COVID response and all that, and it's not behind us. It's still there, bless those folks for making it happen. Of course, you know, being here where we're at in the Tampa area and all that with Special Operations Command and all that, it's Southern Command. It's a great thing that we're able to bring attention to that and have the ability to do something to move beyond what our government is not and will not do.
Right. Now, what do you think about this story here? This is a headline. I'm going to read the headline. Communist China's TikTok has now dethroned Google as the world's most popular domain, and it does the most spying on an individual of any program that's out there.
Yeah, I hate to say, just like Facebook and Google and all those things, which myself and many friends and many like-minded people that are kind of like you and I, Captain, have actually taken advantage of using TikTok. It's hard to do that, to compete that, and I don't know if there's a competitor out there to TikTok, but you're right. They were always suspicious for that, and there were other social media outlets out there that have been called a task. Zoom was one that was called a task.
That's one.
They had to make some amends and do some fixes, but yeah, TikTok and the spying and the invasion of privacy. But a lot of folks are getting messages out, not crazy messages, stupid stuff out there on TikTok that are a waste of time and energy for anybody to tune into. But it's like going by a traffic accident. You just can't help yourself. You want to do that. But there's some good messages out there, but unfortunately it invites, bad things because, it's China-based.
All right. Now, I want you to take some time, because we've got a little bit more in a minute, about 90 seconds. I want you to take some time and tell me, or tell the audience, rather, what you told me during the break about January 22nd and about your organization.
Yeah, the Republican Liberty Caucus, which is a national organization, but the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, we decided a week ago that on Saturday, January 22nd, we're going to have rallies across the street in support of constitutional carry. Governor Ron DeSantis says if the legislature puts that on his desk, he will sign it, and we want to turn up the heat and the pressure on the legislature to do exactly that, give them that. So in counties across the state of Florida, and we'll be doing it right here in my neck of the woods. We'll try to find out a way to get Cat Matt Bruce involved in this. But Saturday,
trust me, if I can be there, I'll be there.
I know you will. Mm-hmm. And wherever you're at, I know you'll support this. But we want to get constitutional carry on the governor's desk so he can sign it. It's our first great chance to do that. We have a hope that we didn't have in the past from Republican Liberty Caucus. And we're going to bring it up on the 18th, 19th January. We're up in Tallahassee lobbying the state legislature, and that Saturday after our 2 days in Tallahassee, we will hit home again on constitutional carry, amongst the many other liberty issues that we will hit on our 2 days in lobbying the legislature in January.
Well, I've got it on my calendar, and so far my calendar's open. I haven't got anything there. I'm going to try to keep it that way, so we'll talk again next week, which, by the way, will be next year.
Yes.
Happy New Year, my friend.
All right, Happy New Year to you, Captain.
All right, that's a retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We appreciate him being on the program so much. And when we come back, the consumer quarterback will be with us, Brandon Rimes, ConsumerQB.com. Don't go anywhere. I am coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
And you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. Now, all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, all you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, joining us right now, we have the consumer quarterback. And, of course, he's on our flagship station here in Tampa. I've got a little TV thing going there. We'll get into all that. But good morning, Brandon Rimes, Mr. Consumer Quarterback, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Now, we had have lunch with the captain yesterday, and everybody kind of thought you were going to be there, but you got a message for them, so go for it.
Yeah, I just wanted to apologize.
I had something come up with my real estate business that I could not get out of, so I was looking forward to going through the lunch because normally I'm doing my show at the same time, and I did have a Tuesday off where I could go to lunch with the captain. And for all those that wanted to come out, I appreciate you.
You know something, you don't have to bring the show over to Mission Barbecue. I know you did that. You did that once before over there at the International Mall or Plaza.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, but that's for what it's worth. Okay. Well, let's talk first about just the general scheme of things here. I've been getting all kinds of whacked out phone calls from people wanting to sell me solar panels, and we'll do it, and you don't have to pay anything, and you sell your power to TECO and this, that, and the other, and then some other outfit was they'll buy the power from you, whatever power company, and it just, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true, right?
Well, that's how they're reaching out to you there.
Yeah, they're pitching something. They're going to be selling some type of a program, or, you know, to get these home warranties and text messages also. You'll click this link here. So you've got to be really careful, especially in the real estate space. They'll put up homes for rent that will look like it'll be a good deal for rent, but it's actually not even for rent. It might be for sale, or it might just be someone else's property where
get their pictures online.
And then they create a fake ad, and then they get people, they scam people out of their deposits, and they keep the deposit money, and then come to find out they don't even own the home.
So they can't rent the property, and they put people in a bad position. So you got to be real diligent these days, and double check, and make sure you're working with the record of the company.
All right. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but you're muffled, and then you're clear, and you're muffled, and then you're clear.
All right. Let me try it a different way.
All right. You're clear now.
Yeah, I'll try to
look at
later. So, Captain, stuff going on. The real estate space, you mentioned something about some good stuff there with the real estate space.
Right.
Yeah. The real estate's going well here in Tampa Bay. A lot of people are moving to the area. A lot of people are escaping those northern cities and looking for that freedom that we have here with, Governor DeSantis keeping us safe and free here. So that's a good thing. It's also end of year, so people looking to get into that new home, they're able to port their homestead and have that portability here in Florida. Also, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Now there was an article. In Newsmax where the price of homes had gone up 18.4% in 1 month, a month ago.
Yeah. Especially certain more areas that are more affordable. A lot of people are moving also. It used to be called a boom town. Now they're calling it Zoom towns because people can live where they want, work from home, and enjoy that technology and be able to work over Zoom for certain careers. So they're moving to sometimes maybe a little bit more rural areas, more affordable areas, not only in Florida, but in different places like North Carolina and Tennessee, et cetera.
Well, I saw something yesterday. Somewhere in print that 40% of the country is working from home via their computer.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's something that's really cool that just came out through Keller Williams Realty also. And this is for national listeners worldwide. If anybody is interested in getting into real estate, Keller Williams will actually pay, we will pay for your, real estate school, real estate licensing and get you, licensed, and then you could also just work it as a referral agent. So that's really cool. You could, work your sphere of influence, people that you know, and then just refer the business to Keller Williams company like us, like my wife and I have, and then we could close the deal and pay you a 25% referral fee. So it's a pretty cool way to grow Keller Williams and help people that are also in between careers. A lot of people quit their jobs or looking for a different type of income potential. And that's, there you go. It's powered by Kaplan is the program that we have, K-Score, Keller Williams Real Estate School.
Well, a lot of people don't know what they want to do. They're leaving their jobs, and then they're moving to another area, and then they're kind of just hanging back a little bit, taking a look to see what's there, what's available, what they can or they can't do. I will say this much. The public service sector is on fire. You can't go anywhere and not see a help wanted sign in a restaurant, in a bar, in a movie theater, in a car dealership. I mean, the help wanted signs are everywhere.
Yeah, that was all back. That was fueled by, Biden's messed up plan to give out free money and turn us into a socialist economy. And that fueled that, and it's still kind of lingering around. It's unbelievable the growth that they've done, the printing of money. It's really just a globalist play of what they're doing. Also, you get into the corporate ESG scores, which is similar to the Chinese social credit system.
All right. Well, let me ask you a question because we're just about out of time here. You're growing, as you just said, with what you just told everybody about the opportunity that you have for people that are, in fact, looking for work, and that's a good idea. But personally, what about the business climate? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Businesses are struggling, a lot of them?
Yeah, especially in the construction industry. They can't find help. They're struggling to get the materials.
They can't find materials.
Yeah, help, labor, materials, supply chain, it's all affecting people. And it's a big challenge because, people that, especially for, one of the examples I heard the other day, they're looking for trusses for the roof to build the home. And then when they finally come in, they were supposed to cost this friend of mine, this builder, $36,000, but they actually, ended up costing $42,000. So the cost is going up tremendously over, just a short period of time.
Okay, well, Brandon, is consumerqb.com is the website. Give us your phone number.
Yeah, Brandon Ryan, consumerqb.com, 813-917-1894, 813-917-1894.
Well, thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much. Okay, Brandon Rhymes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. Now I got a little fun for you.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at .22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
All right, a little humor for you as we wind down here today on a Wednesday. But that could be, I just put that out there for the people that are sitting over at the airport not knowing if their plane's going to take off or not, because Delta apparently today has got a bunch of cancellations. They were the first one up that was mentioned. I also saw Alaska Air being mentioned. Of course, that's probably because of what's out west. And, oh, by the way, people don't talk a lot about Alaska, but with all this snow that's been out west that came into the northwest, it came from Alaska. Yep, that 10-foot of snow that's up there in the Rocky Mountain passes in a lot of places, that came right down out of Alaska. So, holy smokes. But anyway, we'll see you all tonight on the radio, 2 a.m. I hope you all have a great day. Be safe, be careful, and remember, it's all about we the people here on this program, We the People. Take care, stay safe, God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.